This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
What's going on, pursuers? Welcome to The Pursuit of Calling, the podcast that provides you with the strategies and tools needed to successfully discover and pursue your calling. Whether it's through inspiring stories, thought-provoking interviews, or quick, insightful episodes on personal growth and development, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Thomas Carney. Enjoy the episode.
Welcome to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast. Thank you for joining me. Ignore the tissue box and the Blue Yeti microphone in the background. Now you, can I point to it? There it is. If you're watching the video on YouTube. Well, now you're seeing where I'm pointing. If you're not, what are you doing? Get to YouTube. It helps out the algorithm if you watch on YouTube too, you know. And you can see my beautiful face. Anyway, let me stop being, what's that called? I don't know, self-aggrandizing, or I don't know. That's a big word. I feel like I used the right word. Anyway, welcome to this episode of the podcast. We're actually on part two of a two-part series I'm doing. So if you didn't listen to part one of the Keep Running series, go back to the last episode and listen to the top tools I've used to keep running towards the calling that God has put on my life and what I believe others you can use in order to pursue their calling with excellence. All right, let's dive into part two. This is the flip side of what we talked about last week. And this is the number one reason why I've stopped running and what I believe actually is the top reason why everyone stops running. I know that's a blanket statement, dangerous to say that. But I believe this is the number one reason why people stop pursuing their calling. Why you stop running towards it. What is that reason? Complacency. Thomas, you're supposed to do a dramatic pause there. Sorry, didn't do that. Complacency. In Merriam-Webster, I looked it up to see what the definition was. And Merriam-Webster says, complacency is satisfaction or self-satisfaction accompanied by unawareness of actual dangers or deficiencies. The second definition of that is an instance of usually unaware or uninformed, pay attention to that, self-satisfaction. I think that second definition is probably my favorite one out of the two because you unaware, uninformed of what the first definition said of your deficiencies. You're unaware or uninformed about the deficiencies in your life. So then you're complacent in the circumstances that you're in because you don't know that there's actually something better and that you're actually deficient in the abilities that you currently have in order to pursue the calling on your life, on the calling well. Like you have goals. Everybody has goals. Why do we not always pursue them? I believe it's because we could become complacent in our circumstances and we decided that, well, this is good enough. For me, complacency does show up when I look at my income, I look at my job, I look at my current life, and I start to believe, like I said, that this is good enough. I don't need anything else. And while that is true, I believe God's calling me higher. God's calling me to more. You know, my merch says you were made for more. It'll be on sale again soon. So keep your eye out. When I start to think about my future goals, aspirations, when I'm complacent, I tend to think of them in terms of my current circumstances, like I just said, about my income, my job, or even my pain. I can believe that I'm going to be in pain the rest of my life. And while that could be a reality, I also stop doing research to see if there's any other things happening, any other research being done that would show that, oh, maybe I don't have to be in pain the rest of my life. And there might be, actually. I found something recently. Maybe more to come on that. Not going to shout it from the rooftops just yet. But what do I mean? What I mean by saying about I think about future in the respect of my current circumstances. I mean, when I think of when I'll be able to buy a house, because that's a goal I have, I think, well, if I can only save up X amount of dollars a month with my current income, it will probably take me a much longer time to buy a house than I would like. But, you know, that's okay because, you know, that's my reality. You know, that sounds reasonable. It sounds reasonable, sounds good on the surface. But I have goals to have my own self-sustaining coaching business and to be self-employed, to have more income than I have now. If those are my goals, why would I think of my future as if it's already written in the context of my current circumstances? Instead, what something I'm trying to do is this, and I want you to try to do this too, call yourself out in this. Call yourself out where you're complacent. I want to, and then try this instead. This is flipping what I just said on its head. With my current income, I can save X amount of dollars and will be able to buy a house by some specific date that is further out than I would like. And since my goal is to increase my income, I'm going to take action to change my circumstances and find ways to do that, to increase my income, because and become self-employed and buy a house faster than I could otherwise. It's a mindset shift. And it takes work to take action and to be intentional and to know the actions to take and be okay with making mistakes. And then, you know, being able to learn from those mistakes and keep moving forward. All of that takes effort, it takes time, it takes work, it takes intentionality. Guys, it's worth it. Doing this is what I mean when I talk about pursuing your God-given calling with excellence, pursuing it well. Guys, where are you complacent? Are you complacent in your current circumstances? I want you to write that down. I want you to write down where you're currently complacent in your life. And I bet if you go to your accountability partner that we talked about in the last episode, or go to your coach, I bet they can help you out. I bet they can point out an area in your life where you're complacent. Or you can ask them, where are my blind spots? What do I miss? You ask them, where am I falling short? Because your accountability partner is somebody that you trust. I want you to do that this week. Write down who that person is if you haven't already, and write down where you're falling short and how you can have a mindset shift to pursue your calling with excellence. And if you're somebody who's stuck and maybe you have an accountability partner, but you want something more, you want the next level, you want the next step, I want to give you a gift. It's a 1-hour one-on-one coaching session where this coaching session is all about you. We get to talk about your goals, about how you're going to achieve them, which is crazy. And by the end of the hour, like, the goal is to give you a action plan for your next week, how you're going to achieve pursue the calling, the goals that God has put in your life. Is that worth 1 hour of your time? I can't be the deciding factor in that. That's you. If you want to pursue and get pursue your calling, get from where you are to where you want to be faster than you would otherwise, because nobody needs coaching, but to get there, to get to the end goal faster, and to help somebody, and to get structure around the goals that you're aiming to achieve, what you do is hire a coach. You go to a free discovery coaching call. But guys, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it out on social media, share it with your friends, give it with, and don't forget to give this episode a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you give this podcast a review on Spotify, because it helps the algorithm, shows people that people will like it or don't like it. If you don't like the episode, if you don't like the podcast, but sorry, I just hit my mic. Again, like Dave Ramsey says, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's just not nice. We don't need your bad reviews. But I appreciate the good ones, and I also appreciate honesty. So if you have an honest review, I'd love to hear it. Guys, thank you again for listening to this episode of the Pursuit of Calling podcast. Keep pursuing your calling well. Do it with excellence, intentionality, and intentionality. All right. Peace. See you.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.